Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Hope you enjoyed the Halloween week. I had a lot of fun putting it together, Andrew and I. So nice work on Andrew's part. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
I'm too scared to come out now.
Yeah. Rach and I just got back. We took that that hour was pre-recorded, obviously, and we ran out to Del Mar Hall where the Kuntz and Hawley debate is going to be. It's where Kuntz was having a pre-debate rally. Tonight is the debate, and John Hamm came in for it, so we got to sit down and spend some time with John and Lucas, and it was really cool, right?
Yeah, and you know what I wanted to bring up to him, Dave?
What's that?
Was the fact that Dave Murray was at the same hotel as his wedding. Remember, Dave?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
John will remember, too.
See, we should have
led with Dave Murray.
Always lead with Dave Murray.
So today was not the first time that he was only the second most handsome guy in the place.
It's happened to him at least twice. At least twice.
Two guys named Dave.
We have to.
There we go.
A minute. You know Dave Murray?
We have to post those pics, Rach. There's one of them. So almost every day during the winter, I'm Beanie Dave. So I'm wearing a beanie and I have a SAG-AFTRA beanie on that looks fine from the front. But from the side, I look insane. And I said, it looked like Papa Smurf was doing the interview. John, watch the smurfiest Smurf you've ever smurfed.
That's your new nickname now, Papa Smurf.
Oh, my God. I'm like, what? Why, Rachel, why didn't you tell me I'd look ridiculous?
Don Draper, he was quite a Smurf, huh? He was a Smurf of a Smurf.
It's black, and I'm wearing all black. I look like an evil elf.
Well, Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween. No kidding. You know, I should have known when I came in today, and a lot of people were dressed up, and I saw one of my coworkers I don't see very much, and they're like, oh, what are you? And I was like, oh, a good one. He's probably thinking, like, what sort of elf henchman are you?
Why didn't you go all the way and paint like yourself
Dave.
Blue?
Yeah, I have to retire this hat. So, Dave, going to be a nice night, right?
Yeah, you know, trick or treat. The sun's going down, you know, right around 6 o'clock, a minute or two before. Yeah, right around 50 degrees for most of the trick or treat activity. As I always say, you should be done by 8 o'clock and call it a night.
That's right.
And down to 42 for the overnight low. So it will be kind of chilly by morning. Pretty day tomorrow, but cool. 62, 43 Friday night. Saturday, a gorgeous day. 66 for the high. Then we have a series of low pressures that are going to come at us from the southwest. It'll pick up quite a bit of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. So Sunday is going to be a wet day with periods of rain and thunderstorms, 72. Periods of rain and thunderstorms Monday and again on Tuesday, coming to an end Tuesday night. Out of that stretch, Sunday through Tuesday, we could see 1 to 3 inches of rain. So that's going to help the drought a lot. And, of course, we fall back with the clocks before going to bed. Mm-hmm. Saturday night, unless you're like me, we have a party, and right at 2 o'clock in the morning, we set the clocks back.
Of course you do.
Party
that
on.
Fun.
So I slept through the weather last night. Did it get severe anyway?
There were a couple of warnings that went up. There was actually a tornado warning for parts of St. Charles, St. Louis County. Mm-hmm. Nothing reported. It was indicated on radar. That was late in the at the night time, hours, early morning. But no, nothing widespread. It was kind of a minimal severe weather event, but we had some pretty good rain.
And in general, November is a pretty active thunderstorm kind of thing, right?
Yeah, there's what we call the second season of thunderstorms, and it starts, you know, kind of the last week of October, and it's usually done by about the 10th or 11th of November. And then we get into more of the big old low pressure systems that play a part the rest of November and into December. More of the winter type storm system that we would see mid to late November.
Gotcha. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Okay, according to a new survey from the Harris Poll, half of Gen Z voters say that they've lied about their votes. 48% said they've previously lied to those whom with they are closest about which candidates receive their votes. More than double the 23% of registered voters across all age groups that said they had previously done the same.
Did they say, like, what the motivation was?
No, they didn't get into that. I would assume it's because they're younger and maybe they're living in a home.
So lying
where it's
to
like
their parents is
political
an example.
Differences, yeah. Or you know, it could be, hey, I'm 21 and I'm more conservative than I want to admit.
I bet you it's not just Gen Z.
Yeah, maybe peer pressure.
I bet a lot of people do.
Hmm.
What do you think about that? I mean, I think it's bad form to ask someone how they voted. Do you think it's bad form to say that's private?
Oh, absolutely not. I think that's completely fair.
I think
fair.
That's the thing to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do think that it's bad form to bring it up.
I do, too.
And I think it's bad form in general to bring up anything political when you're in a group of people where you may or may not know where everybody is.
I'll go you one better. I think even if in a marriage, it's fine if the two of you are close enough that you can say, like, oh, I voted for this person. Oh, I canceled your vote out. But I think that if your spouse says voting is sacred and I'm just going to keep it to myself, I think that's fine.
But also, yeah, I think, unfortunately, if I say, like, I'm super into Kamala, super excited to vote for Kamala. How did you vote? And then you say, I don't like to discuss who.
Yeah, you kind of know.
Well, then you know.
Yeah, it feels like you're just, whether that's true or not, it feels like you're just kind of telling that person.
Yeah, that's why I'm on team don't ask.
I don't want to fight with you, but I didn't vote.
The Republicans were wanting to put cameras in the voting areas during the early voting because they just didn't trust what people were going to do when they had to have a big fight about it. And
like to prevent people from electioneering,
some sort of fraud. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, some sort of fraud.
Very. Is now the best time to vacuum, Dave?
That's the garage door. Janice just opened the garage door. Hey, Janice.
This is awesome.
This isn't one we're normally on, so she probably doesn't.
Yeah,
good she point. Doesn't know.
All right, let's go to the next story here. Also about the election.
Say no. Okay, I'm back. Okay.
Did she ask you how you're going to vote?
No, but I'm thinking the little sticker you get that says I voted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should say I voted, don't ask.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I like that. A little attitude. Yep.
Don't bring it up.
Yeah.
An American Psychological Association survey released last week found that more than 82% of adults have felt that this election cycle has been an emotional roller coaster, and 25% said they have lost sleep over the election.
Wow.
No surprise.
Whoa.
According to a top U.S. cybersecurity official, foreign actors have not compromised the country's election systems. That's according to Jen Easterly. She's the head of Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. She says, we have not seen any evidence of foreign adversaries getting into our election infrastructure.
Maybe I'm just Pollyannish, but I, again, being an institutionalist, I feel like if there ever were widespread fraud that would affect an election, we would know. You know, they just had that happen. They had tens of thousands or at least a few thousand fake registrations come in, all signed by the same person. Donald Trump talked about this, but he said that they were votes and that they had gotten through and they were all signed by the same person. He's half right. They were voter registration, all signed by the same person. They were caught and pursued and not let in.
Right.
And that gives me more confidence.
Yeah.
You know, like when cops are catching people speeding and giving them tickets, it makes me feel better that there will be less speeders.
Yeah. And at this point, foreign actors would have a much easier path towards screwing things up just by using social media.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't need to hack anything. They can screw everything up just with misinformation.
There's another survey that I'm going to bring up. You know I am, from CBS News and YouGov. And it found that Harris and Trump support is split basically down the middle by gender. This survey found that Harris is currently earning 55% of her support from women, while Trump is earning 54% of his support from men.
Yeah, when we were driving back, they were reporting on what Trump has just said last night when he said, I'm going to protect women whether they like it or not. And she really reacted to that.
I kind of like chuckled and gasped. I was like, what a strange thing to say, whether I like it or not. What, like, are you through? Is that a threat? Like,
threaten me with protection.
Right. It was just typical Trumpism. Like, I kind of have no idea what he's talking about when he says that. But I mean, I'm willing. My mind is open. Like, what do you mean, Donald? But that's just, it's a strange thing to say. Can we all agree on that?
I loved what he taught. It was so classic Trump. He was like, I'll protect women. They tell me not to say it. They say Don.
Pay these people a lot of money.
Don't say it.
I'll do it whether they want me to or not. I'm like, okay, that's weird, but all right. All right. America is betting millions on the election. Over $100 million has been used to bet on the winner of the presidential election. In fact, earlier today, I was sent a screenshot of Robinhood, the like stock trading app, and you can buy options for like which candidate you want. It's getting insane. It's getting insane.
So I had a story on this, so I'll just bring it up now. So people have to understand, like, you'll see that a lot of people, and I don't think you said you've gotten any rage, and you're not on Twitter, Dave.
No.
Andrew, I don't know if you've seen it, but I get these Polymarket ads all the time. Polymarket is essentially, it's a gambling marketplace where you can do what Rach, you just mentioned. What company did you mention?
Robinhood.
Okay, yeah. So basically, it's the same thing. You can go basically buy stocks, essentially, and if the candidate you buy on wins, you get paid out based on what you bought. And it'll show you odds. So like right now on Polymarket, you'll go and see Donald Trump is 61% favorite. Obviously, Kamala Harris, 39, you know, given that. But this is a gambling marketplace. And it's coming across. And now this is Peter Thiel's operation, the Polymarket. And it's fine because this is the betting market. Okay, so this is the same as saying the Cowboys are favored over the Giants. Okay, it's not a prediction. And it's not a poll. It's not telling you anything except this. And this is I try to teach this lesson as often as I can because I've been involved with gambling on sports and talking to handicappers and people who set lines for almost 30 years. These things are not meant to suggest this is what the polling says. That's a number that's put out by the bookmaker to try to get the same number of bets on each side. Mm-hmm. That's how they win. So if they put this at 50-50, for example, their analysis says that Trump voters would be buying. Well, then if Trump wins, they take a beating. The book does. The bookmakers lose, and they lose big. What they want is the same number of bets on each side of the proposition, so they cannot lose that way because they make money off of you even when you win. They get the juice. They get the vig. They get their percentage.
So you're saying they needed more Trump people?
So that they know that if that number's low. So, like, let's use this in a comp. Let's use it like Notre Dame and Navy last weekend. If Notre Dame is favored by 20, you're still going to get a lot of Notre Dame fans because there's more Notre Dame fans, and there are a lot of them, and they're enthusiastic. But if that number's 12 or 8, you're going to get all those Notre Dame fans and everyone else. They're all going to bet on Notre Dame. So if you're the bookmaker, you don't want that. You don't want all the action on one side. If you put this at 50-50, more of the action would be going towards Trump. And that means if he wins, the bookmaker loses. They don't want that. The only thing the bookmakers care about in Vegas on sports or on any of these other things is making money. And the guaranteed money that they make is when the bets are almost even. If the bets are dead even, they win no matter what. They get all the money from the people that lost, and they get the percentage from the people that win. They get both. If they're making a prediction and they're wrong, and you get more bets on one side, they lose. And bookmakers don't like to lose. So just understand that if you see those ads, if you're ever talking about going to betting on sports or whatever, understand that's what a line is. And these are basically betting lines for the presidency.
Interesting.
One more story here. North America has a new oldest person. Naomi Whitehead is 114 years old, and she takes the title after Elizabeth Francis of Texas passed away earlier this month. Naomi credits her longevity to good genes and enjoying various activities such as cooking, baking, drawing, and listening to music.
I got to say something. I've not done a great deal of work yet with my No One Dies Alone, with being with people who are dying for Bethesda, but enough that one thing really hits you when you're watching these people who are 90, 96, like my mom was, some are even 100 there. The human body wants to live. You know how they always say, like, life finds a way, you know, the way that it evolved over billions of years, and here comes an asteroid, and now you got little mammals. The human body is designed to keep going. And even when you're, like, late 90s, early 100s, it fights. It's really interesting to see. Yeah. Just mechanically, it just fights it. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Favorite song the band ever played?
I thought this was Wheels' favorite too, right?
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's so much fun to play and sing.
Yeah.
This isn't like Back in Black. Like, a lot of people don't know it.
Right.
But it's such a jam.
Well, and it, This is probably like, I like the build up and then the punch, and then it just keeps on going fast from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a rocker.
Yeah,
you were just talking about Amendment 2.
Yeah.
And you're saying you didn't know anyone who's voting against it.
But I just mean, like, all the voices you hear.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter what party they're on. It seems like I'm hearing both Democrats and Republicans.
Well, I think
they vote for it. Famous people are.
The opposing ads I'm hearing are not effective.
Right.
Because it's like, well, they may give the money to the kids, but they may. It's like, well, whatever. But I think the more effective, the people I know who are voting against it are typically people that have some sort of addiction in their life. And they say, sure, I like to bet on football or baseball. That would be great. And the money goes to the kids. But if it's going, it's going to cause some people to develop a gambling addiction, to exacerbate an existing one, and could lead to financial ruin or even worse.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, when you're weighing it out, they are saying, and I'm undecided on it, they are saying it's not worth it. The human cost is not worth the money we'll bring in. I think that's the argument. I think that's the most effective argument against it.
It's a good rational argument. The problem is that it's not the government's place to be a nanny for anybody that might have a problem. And that goes for alcohol. That goes for...
Right, but it's not the government because we're voting.
No, that's what I'm saying.
If you voted in, then you can say, like, okay... Fine. But when the people have a choice, then they're the ones making the choice whether to subject people.
Right. And to me, it's a logical argument. It's just it's going to be in the minority, but it's also.
Yeah, I think it's going
to
pass.
I don't want other people to decide what I should be protected from. I need to decide that.
Yeah.
Can I say something about the pro amendment, too?
Yeah.
I don't love that they're like, and it's all this money for the kids.
Yeah,
I hate that. Well. I mean, there's a lot that goes along with that. It's not like just writing this huge check for the children and it's all all above board. Like, it's just feels a little weird.
That's the part I hate that. I hate when people prop up the kids to get something because, look, it also means a lot of profit for a lot of people.
Exactly.
And it's not being pushed. It's not something that people want at the high levels because some small percentage of it's going to go to schools.
Yeah.
It's because big companies want to make money off it. And I happen to be okay with people being able to do that, but that's not a good thing. The whole kids thing is a shield.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!